get going with hour number three. Going up to, I don't know if I should say where we're going. Eric Carlstrom is back tonight. Dr. Carlstrom, 30-plus years as a geology professor. I've got a couple questions for him regarding geology and maybe geography, too. Are you there, Eric? But don't tell us where you are unless you want
to. Good to be, good to be with you. Yes, it is geography. I was a physical geography professor at three universities, and I have gotten involved in many issues, including the global warming fraud and 9/11, with my five websites that I've maintained since I retired in 2011. And I retired to a beautiful little community in southern Colorado, right at the base of the Sangre de Cristo Mountains, overlooking the San Luis Valley in Sawatch County. And Sawatch County is about the size of Delaware, maybe a little bigger. It's 3,000 square miles, and it has about 6,000 people, so about two people per square mile.
You got,
like,
got
a, just
some,
a little more crowded than Alaska.
Yeah. You got some ETs there, too. That's a pretty good area
for
sighting.
Yes, it's the mysterious valley. There's been books written about all the phenomena, et cetera, the cattle mutilations, and has drawn, you know, certain tourist attraction for that. But it's a very interesting place. In fact, amazing place, both geographically, physiologically, in terms of the scenery, but also culturally. And right now, I think we're at the center of an incredible issue in which martial law is presenting itself at the county level under the guise of the Office of Emergency Management documents that are written often by people outside our counties who are associated with FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management Agency, which used to be originally called the Federal Emergency Military Authority. And this is what this is the aspect of FEMA that is coming to the fore in this kind of document. So we have a very interesting situation that has evolved this last week, and I'd be glad to talk about it because I think it might be representative of things that are happening all over the country. It's a Bolshevik takeover move that is must be vigilantly resisted.
It must be vigilantly recognized for what it is first. A lot of people just don't seem to see it. They don't understand communism. We need to educate the people. A lot of people need to be told and have explained to them in detail what communism, socialism, Bolshevism, Marxism, Leninism, all the isms basically are. And what they are is anti-liberty, anti-constitution, anti-Bill of Rights. They are the opposite of what this country was founded to support and to proffer to the people. It's bad stuff.
Yeah, this document, Jeff, is a Sawatch County Government Civil Emergency or Local Disaster Regulations Resolution 2021-07, which was accepted by our county board of directors on the 21st of September. And thanks to the efforts of a very vigilant group of impassioned citizens who got word of this as recently as Monday night and went to the board meeting on Tuesday.
That's what you have to do. You can't let them put something over on you. You've got to be vigilant. You've got to move immediately on this.
We moved immediately. We had about 120 people out of a community of about 1,500 show up at a local restaurant and meeting, and then about half of those people showed up the next day at our board of commissioners meeting, and then about half of those, maybe 30, actually had the guts to stand up in front of the commissioners and tell them that this is a preposterous, unconstitutional resolution that strips all our civil liberties, ushers in total tyranny, and they must rescind it, and by golly, that very day they did. So we can call that a success, but we now know that they're probably going to come back with a new draft of something which will be similar. So I'd be glad to get into some of the details of this document, because it is
a different
version of total martial tyranny, martial law, stripping our rights, sending us off to camps or whatever they want to do, complete control of our lives.
Right. What we need to do is, hold on. I want you to tell us who the people are behind this. We need to be able to recognize the enemies amongst us. These are, county commissioners, right? Right?
Okay. Yes, and that is the first blush assumption that I had too. Okay, there's three county commissioners that are elected in Sawatch County, but we also have an Office of Emergency Management manager who lives in neighboring Chaffee County, who works with FEMA, and he is the guy who wrote this preposterous, draconian document, and more or less put it under the nose of the commissioners, who evidently were not very vigilant and signed off on it. Now, some of these commissioners have apologized and said, golly, we didn't read it, but you want to know who the enemy is? Well, the guy's name is Robert Bobby Wolfs. He's director of the Sawatch County Office of Emergency Management. He is the third in line after the chairman of the board and then the county administrator, who has the authority under this document to declare an emergency. So that's unilateral, and he can declare anything's an emergency, I suppose. Mrs. Smith has a leaky water faucet or whatever, and oh, that's an emergency, and now you roll out an entire list the categories in which this person can take complete control of the county. He can move people out of the county. He can seize water resources. He can seize property. This person has godlike powers, and I can go through some of the powers that this thing enumerates. But basically, instead of the military coming in, it's done by one individual in our county, either the chairman of the board or the third in line, again, is this guy Wolfs up in the Office of Emergency Management, who has given himself the right to do this. What's that?
How did he get in? You see, we need to understand that these communists, and I know it sounds like a trite label, but it's real. These people, they sneak in. They embed themselves in every county, city, state government. They're there. And that's why all of a sudden they're standing up all around us, driving us into hell. I mean, they're there. This is a long-term project. It's not just overnight.
Yeah, this is a relentless, well-funded project. Now, there is an article that we have posted on your site, one of my articles that I've got on my gang stalking mindcontrolcults.com website, which really gives a lot of the recent history of this continuity of government martial law system. It's called From Operation Garden Plot to the Phoenix Program and Chaos to Rex 84 to 9/11 to DHS to U.S. Northcom, and I would now have to add to COVID-19 scamdemic, the multi-decade DOD, CIA, DHS plan for perpetual war against dissidents, a.k.a. counterterrorism and gang stalking, totalitarian military dictatorship, and martial law. So if we go back to Operation Garden Plot, that's 1968, and that was the plans for the military, the Army, and the National Guard to impose martial law on the United States, and of course suspension, complete eradication of the Constitution. And this was accomplished after a whole series of, you remember, perhaps I do, in the 60s, the race riots that were instigated, actually. And so problem, reaction, solution. We have these horrible burning cities, and now we have to have a plan for martial law, imposition, continuity of government. And then that moves into this radical surveillance thing that happened in Vietnam, as well as torture and psychological operations in the Phoenix program, and then up in the MHS chaos, where that same program is applied at home. And this is 1967 to 73. And then the readiness exercise of 84 with Oliver North and Secord and all the Iran-Contra people under George H.W. Bush, is a very criminal group. This is what started FEMA, which was, again, Federal Emergency Military Authority at first, and the FEMA camps. And all of that is to, you know, round up people who don't go along with the government, don't go along with the government program, troublemakers, etc. And then this same Operation Garden Plot, martial law, continuity of government plan was actually implemented on the day of 9/11. Of course, we talked about this last time, Jeff. You know, there were 46 drills. I said 52 last time. 46 drills that flipped live, military war games that flipped live on the day of 9/11. And at that time, the Air Force was the lead agency, and continuity of government authority went into the bunker of Cheyenne Mountain in Colorado, which is not far from here, where I live in Crestone, Colorado. And so there was a trial. It was a drill. It was a drill for imposition of martial law. So this totalitarian network that runs us, the secret shadow government, has made plans to do this for a long, long time. This same plan was imposed in 1992 with the L.A. riots that, you know, Rodney King was beat up, and that was another drill. So we've had so many drills. Now this document here is you might just say, the modern face of this same trajectory, which is the military takeover of the U.S. Citizenry and the Constitution, of course. This document annihilates the Constitution. It's not an end run around the Constitution. It's a Constitution. It's a frontal assault on the Constitution. And yet, nobody in our community was informed of this. This was more or less passed in secret, and we would not even have known about it had not there been a couple internet articles that were posted by the Gateway Pundit. And So we're lucky, you know. But what I'm suspecting, Jeff, is that the same thing is happening in, you know, counties all over the United States, 3,006 counties.
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah. So this is a very, very clever, devious, kind of Orwellian, you know, what used to be called planning for civil disturbances is now under the guise of emergency management and disaster management, right, and that sort of thing. And all of this is related to 9/11. In fact, you know, Whitney Webb has shown that the same people who are behind the planning and execution of 9/11 very much involved in the planning and execution of the COVID plandemic, scamdemic. So we see this long-term plan, you know, multi-decadal, 50, 60, 70 years for the takeover.
This goes back to World War II. You got it.
Yes.
This goes all the way to FDR and all the communists that were surrounding him, right,
yes,
through the 50s, Joe McCarthy, that whole period. It's they've been here. They came over in the 30s en masse.
Absolutely. So absolutely. This is a long-term plan to take over not only the United States, and now we see this whole Bolshevist revolution not only in the U.S., but in the whole world, which is what makes this so extraordinarily dangerous now with the COVID thing. And, of course, if you combine these restrictions that are enumerated in this resolution with, you know, the vaccination, the immunization aspect, then you can round up the unvaccinated, you can round up the dissidents, you can round up whoever you want, you know, put them in the local Moffitt High School, and there have been plans to do that. that haven't been implemented, and then just take them off to the FEMA camps. So, you know, we're right on the precipice of, you know, being just taken over by these tyrants. And of course, that's not what this country's all about. We're about freedom, and we're not going to give it up. So, you know, if they want to keep pushing, then, you know, then of course the chips will fall. But we're not ever going to succumb to this. And that's what we told them. I told them when I got up, Jeff, I said, Madison Marbury, 1803, all laws repugnant to the Constitution are null and void. And that is the law of the land. That is a judicial decision at the Supreme Court level. And that's been reinforced by many others. So what they are feeding us is judicial crap. This is an obscenity, this document. And the people that signed it, I think should be recalled, even though they say they didn't read it. I think that's dereliction of duty. I think there need to be repercussions for signing your name to documents like this.
Well, you're talking about accountability, and that's not in vogue anymore.
No, we haven't seen much.
Out of style.
We haven't seen much.
No.
But let me just read you, if you don't mind, right here at the beginning, they start with definitions,
yeah,
you know, and
very good.
Again, all this used to have different definitions like civil disturbance and stuff, but now they've moved into, you know, emergency disaster rhetoric. And so definitions, disaster, emergency, and then emergency management, which includes various phases like prevention, you're going to prevent the emergency, mitigation, preparedness, response, and recovery. And under prevention, which reads just like pre-crime and thought crime, this involves actions to protect lives and property. Well, that's nice. It involves applying intelligence and other information to a range of activities that may include such countermeasures as deterrence operations. There's your gang stalking, Jeff, your security services stalking. Heightened inspections, improved surveillance and security operations, that's called counterterrorism, investigations to determine the full nature and source of the threat, whatever that might be, public health and agricultural surveillance, that's drones, and testing processes, immunizations, isolation or quarantine. This is all in prevention. We haven't even got to any emergencies yet. And as appropriate, specific law enforcement operations aimed at deterring, preempting, interdicting, or disrupting illegal activity. And the last part is the best, and apprehending potential perpetrators and bringing them to justice. Potential perpetrators. Perpetrators of what? Potential. Yeah. They haven't done anything. So you can name anybody a potential perpetrator of something. You're a potential jaywalker.
We're all enemies of the state, basically.
Yeah.
Unless we
and the phenomenal powers given to this one individual who then has the power to team up with any interagency entity that they want, such as the U.S. Army or FEMA or the National Guard or maybe China. Who knows, you know.
Right.
But they also have the right to seize your property and round you up and move you off, and cut you off from your water and food, and just an enormous number of violations of all our civil liberties are enumerated in this document.
I still want people to understand that in their city or county government or town government, there are people who do not represent the Constitution or the Bill of Rights in most all cases, not every case. But there are people in there that I'd call almost sleepers. They're ultra-leftist. They hide it. They're socialists. But ultimately, they're communists. And that's why there's so much difficulty in getting any accountability from any of these governmental agencies. And I mean, school boards are included. Some of these people on school boards, you wonder how the hell they got there. How did anyone act, vote for these people? They're utterly reprehensible in the way they act, talk down to people. They're on big ego trips. We've seen too many videos of this. They think they are above the people. And actually, in the room with the way the dais is set up and the chairs, they are above the people. They look down at them. Same old, nothing new. But so just be aware of that.
Yeah, and what happens is, of course, DHS and FEMA will team up with local first responders, such as like volunteer firemen and ambulance drivers and whatnot, that are trusted members of the community, and then the DHS will dangle grants in front of, say, the board of directors of county commissioners, and the first responders, and then these partnerships evolve so that the people, like the volunteer firemen, become that person you just described, above the law, above his neighbors. And we actually saw a person like that at the meeting Monday night who made some very interesting comments, we in emergency services, we can commandeer and do strange things in case of emergency, and we're going to do this right. And remember, most of you are patriots, and you're going to be all right. But the few of those that are fascists, well, we'll keep them in check. Don't you worry. So what he's saying is that, you know, we local thugs, are going to take out the baddies, the constitutionalists, the Christians, whatever, and call them fascists. So here this man is a true believer in this kind of oppressive communist takeover. I don't know how in the world somebody gets their mind in that state to completely betray all of the principles on which this country is founded. I really don't understand that.
Well, it's got to be something in his or her past that it's either training or, I don't want to say brainwashing, but it could be. But there's something wrong with them. They've grown up hating this country, hating its founding fathers, its principles, its way of life. They are communists. So how does that happen? Communism, socialism doesn't work. History has proven that absolutely conclusively. So I don't know who they are, where they come from, but I just want to warn people. They are very likely in your local governmental agency. At least one, if not more. So beware. All right, hold on a minute. We'll be right back with Dr. Eric Carlstrom. If you've been listening to this program for any length of time, you'll know that Fukushima, the greatest calamity in history, has now, as I've been warning since 3/11, killed off virtually the whole North Pacific Ocean and especially up and down the entire West Coast. The radiation is migrating inland and is moving across the entire country. There's only one proven defender to radiation exposure, the brilliant Chernobyl-proven discovery of Dr. Michael Kiriak, which combines the four most potent and powerful algaes on the planet, imported to the U.S. and known as Bio's Superfood. I've taken Bio's Superfood every day for several years now and want you to do the same for your sake and the health and safety of your family and loved ones. Take the banner at the top of Rents.com and prepare to learn how to save your life. It's just rare that we find people who will stand up and do what Gerald is doing. You don't get invited to things like he gets invited to. His respect level is through the roof. Understand that. And what he stands upon is his work and his integrity, and it's all there in the Trends Journal. It is the most remarkable news magazine I've ever seen. No commercials in it, just knowledge and reality and truth. It's all there. So let's support him. What you get for your money? You go to a movie, what do you get? An hour and a half and it's gone. The Trends Journal will sit in your home and wait for you until the cows come home. It's there for you. Anyway, I hope you do it. Go to trendsjournal.com. That's trendsjournal.com. Okay, welcome back. Talking with Dr. Professor Emeritus Eric Carlstrom. I don't know if your past with geography had much to do with volcanism. Have you been watching what's been going on La Palma and the Canaries? I've got it at the top of the homepage. Had for days. It's phenomenal to watch this volcano. Something happened about 2 hours ago. part of the vent, they call them cinder cones, whatever, fell in, and literally an enormous amount of lava just spilled out of it, and it actually plugged up the exit for the gases of lava coming up out of the ground. And it didn't do anything for about an hour and a half, and then it burst through. Now it's back to doing pretty much what it was before. Have you seen any of these live cam pictures?
You know, to tell you the truth, Jeff, I have not been near my computer internet service, but as a guy who did teach earth science and geomorphology, and certainly had units on volcanoes and whatnot, I look at it as very kind of routine that the earth, you know, with all these plates jostling, is going to have earthquakes and volcanoes. It's just like people, maybe burping once in a while, or
it's fun to see them. You don't get to see them like this. This is live. They got a live cam.
Well, yeah, of course. Now with our abilities, to record things, it's really fascinating. But I think it's easy to look at something, to make it into Earth porn and get very, And
that's
of course,
an
you do see
term.
That the people who make videos of these dramatic things and it's very spectacular. But the reality is that around the world, which is of course a huge sphere, oblate ellipsoid, as we would teach, slightly squashed at the equator. It's mostly quiet, but then periodically and regionally you have these dramatic events, and then if you put them all together, you think, oh my God, we're all going to die. But the reality is those things are intermittent and widely dispersed. Now, of course, the real wrinkle in all of this, of course, as you well know, is that we have the ability with HARP and other ionospheric heaters to direct electromagnetic frequencies to fault lines to instigate earthquakes and to steer hurricanes and whatnot. So, humans are beginning to interfere. Well, not beginning. They've been doing it a lot since World War II to engineer the planet. And there are statements to that effect, by people like, Dr. Evil, Dr. Percival Lowell. We've engineered everything else. Why not the entire planet? Well, they're engineering our atmosphere now. They're engineering our weather. They're engineering certainly some earthquakes and even volcanic eruptions with these technologies that are, mostly invisible to people. So we're in a very weird time period in human history. There are some people like Dutch Sense or whatever who really try to keep track of all these events and determine actually which is natural, which is, man-caused. And that takes some real study.
We want a big tip of the hat to Dane Wigington and geoengineeringwatch.org. Absolutely world-class work, understanding and trying to decode the engineering, as you say, of the planet, led by weather engineering. But it's all in the same basket.
It's the Air Force
to do
again.
Almost everything. Yeah.
Remember, it's the good old Air Force that was the lead agency in 9/11. They're wanting to control the weather, and they have documents saying they're going to. Weather as a force multiplier, owning the weather in 2025, written in 1996. And they are also very prominently involved in the gang stalking, because the Air Force is all ganged up with the Space Force and with the satellites and targeting people remotely. So the Air Force is real busy these days, and I'm very close to Colorado Springs and Cheyenne Mountain here in Colorado. We humans have overreached technologically. We've committed grave, I would say, almost sins against nature in our quest for dominance. Why does everything have to be weaponized? Why do we have to control everything? Why can't we let it be, as the old Beatles song goes, let nature do its thing?
Concept. I don't remember the exact verbiage in the quote, but it's something like, if it can be done, no matter what it is, humans will do it. Even if it's their own self-destruction, they'll do it. They've got this boundless mental issue of taking technology wherever the hell they think it can go. There's no holding back. We should never have split the atom. That was the beginning of the end, in my view.
Yeah, Einstein himself said, you know, technology is like an axe in the hands of a psychopathic killer. And we are talking about psychopathy, you know, with
sure
the top people.
Yeah.
I've got a book here called Political Ponderology, you've perhaps heard of. The subtitle is Science on the Nature of Evil Adjusted for Political Purposes, which is really what happened with the communist revolution in Eastern Europe and of course the Soviet Union. And it's very interesting. He talks about a pathocracy or a rule by psychopaths, and how
a pathocracy. Very good.
Yeah. And he says, and of course this does happen, and it is extraordinarily evil. And he says, when you have a system that is run by pathocrats, then this pathocracy goes right down to the community level. It's vertically integrated. And of course, this is what they saw in Eastern Europe and the Soviet Union under the Bolshevik communist system. And this is what is coming down around our ears, you know, almost on a daily basis. It's just an onslaught of insults to our humanity and to our dignity and to our common sense. I mean, it's just a world of lies that we live in now. You know, like our President Biden says, well, you know, the facts are different from the truth. Well, what? The facts are the truth. Yeah, I mean, you know, ridiculous things. And what he's trying to do is mess with people's minds. He's just trying to, you know, bring us into the Orwellian world of doublethink, you know, and where you can't think logically. And all of these cover stories of all of these, you know, huge operations from JFK to 9/11, it's just, you know, and COVID is all an insult to our intelligence, you know, and to our ability to think through and understand reality, because these intelligence agencies have to stay ahead and manipulate public opinion so that the pathocrats and the bankers can get away with all their crimes.
Yeah.
And that can only be done if we're hoodwinked, you know. And so they're very good at concocting these lies. That really is what the CIA does. You know, they're concocting lies and doing these psychological operations all the time. It's quite pathocratic. It's quite it's very sad that our great nation is succumbing to this, and so many people are buying into these lies on a daily basis. This really is the age of deception.
Here's the other side of that. As human beings, whether you're culturally bonded together or some other means, you get to a point where you get worn out. You call it PTSD. And I think the American public and many people around the world have been beaten down so severely with this absolutely artificial, synthetic terror and fear and being manipulated, jerked back and forth for the better part of 2 years now, that they're really getting to be tired. There's only so much there. They've got no food put away, and now prices are going through the roof, as I was told would happen 3 years ago. And it's the same exact story. People just cannot deal with it. And now they're getting shot up with these vaxes, which have clear neuropathic effects on them. They're not the same. People say that ever since my father, mother, brother, cousin, whatever, got the shot, they haven't been the same. So something's happening to people, and it's all being compounded by this nonstop fear, threats, fear. I'm going to lose my job. And what's your life worth? Is it worth a job? Is it worth a donut? Is it worth a hamburger? But these people do not have access to the material that we do because they watch commercial television and think that that's news. And that's their reality. It's very sad.
Yeah, it's very much mass psychosis, because when you have a break between your perception of reality and reality, that's a psychosis or a psychotic break. And, you know, I was thinking of a metaphor here, Jeff. You know, I was thinking, okay, people like you and me, and, you know, the group that we grew up with, I mean, freedom of speech, freedom of assembly, and religion is really in our DNA. And then, you know, okay, how are the powers that be, the pathocrats, going to conquer people like us? Well, let's change the DNA with a vaccine, you know, and put mRNA in there, and over time we'll just change the genetic structure. This is really pathocratic. I mean, this is psychopathic to the nth degree, to actually want to transform and degrade and destroy the human genetic organism. So it would seem that the kind of the devils among us have you know, whether in the military or in the corporations or whatever, have kind of taken charge of the trajectory, and they've managed to weed out the decent people who wanted to say no. You know, I have a story about that. Again, Cheryl Welsh is probably one of the best researchers on this gang stalking phenomenon. She tells the story of Admiral Borda in the Navy, of course, who was told that he needed to, that what he had to do in terms of this gang stalking operation against innocent American civilians, and he refused to do it. And then he was told, okay, well, you're in the program, buddy, and he committed suicide rather than
suicide by shooting himself twice in the chest with a rifle. That's what they say. So,
oh, really? Well, you know more of the story perhaps than I do.
Did he commit suicide? Few think so at this point, but I remember pretty well. Now,
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Your county seal, it's Sawatch? That's what it is?
Yeah, Sawatch.
Okay, Sawatch County has two of the sunrises in it. Remember this, Jordan Maxwell. There's always a sunrise in any Masonic symbol. And you've got two, one coming up over the mountains and one actually arrayed in the field to make it look like they're crop rows. But it's an inverse depiction of a sunrise, beams of the sun coming up over the mountains. Or that's a lake. I can't tell.
It's a reflection in the lake, right?
That's right.
It's a beautiful picture, and it's a beautiful area, you know. It could be the Masonic symbol, or it might not, you know.
Well, any of the sunrises are. Dawn of the New Day. It's Obama. It's his symbol. It's everywhere. Sunrise. I have the document under Eric's name in guests now, so you all can go see it. Sawatch County Government, Civil Emergency, or Local Disaster Regulations. And it's there. And the county seal is right at the top. You'll see it.
Yeah, and this, of course, is a perfect blueprint for takeover of our county and complete end run around the chain of command that is designated in our Constitution, which would give tremendous authority to our sheriff. You know, this kind of preempts the power of our local sheriff and gives it to somebody else and gives him almost unlimited powers. Remember, Catherine Austin Fitz had said, okay, 3,000 counties in the United States, 3006, and if, you know, make friends with your local sheriff because he has the power to keep the feds out. Well, now what they've done with this document is they brought, they've kind of cut off the sheriff's power at the knees and replaced it with one person who is now can make arrangements with any and all agencies anywhere. And accept money from anywhere, and then control your food, water, and your ingress and egress, transportation routes, and everything else you can think of, you know.
This is Agenda 21. This is just like the city manager, but it's on a county level. One guy, and he overrides a lot.
The bureaucrat now becomes the boss. And yes, it's a good point you bring up. Agenda 21, of course, was the soft law that was rolled out at the Rio Earth Summit in 1992. The UN potentate who oversaw the Rio Earth Summit and who wrote Agenda 21 was, of course, Maurice Strong, friend of the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds, very powerful in the UN. And he actually lived here in this little county. He acquired the Baca Ranch and wanted to sell off the trillions of dollars worth of water, fresh water, underneath the valley over to the Front Range Denver area and make billions of dollars for himself and his partners, who were usually invisible but very powerful. And so it was really looking into his life as robber baron and, you know, Captain Planet, savior of the Earth, that I realized how hypocritical this whole environmental movement was. You know, on the one hand, he was saving the planet. On the other hand, he was making billions on water here and billions on minerals there and what, et cetera. And so anyway, it could well be that the reason this is being pushed forward here is because we are kind of a UN Agenda 21 county right from the get-go, because this is where Maurice Strong, that's where his stronghold was, you might say, and also because we have this invaluable water resource here, and now we have a third attempt to export the water over to Denver by a different group. So all of these things are, you know, kind of in the background. And for those who want to learn more about that, I have another website called San Luis Valley Waterwatch.com, which explores some of these water issues and some of the community dynamics as I've been involved in some of these local issues in the past. And Agenda 21, this is it. You know, and that, of course, will involve the total control of food and water and all resources by these, you know, central government UN bureaucrats. And it will involve the forced evacuation of people out of rural areas, such as all of Sawatch County, into the smart cities. So this is a big subtext of what's going on here, is this United Nations Agenda 21, 2030 now is what they call it. And, you know, I mean, this area is so unpopulated, so beautiful, and yet there are so many of these themes that are very, very present here.
Strange. Are people moving into the area?
Well, right now we have a bit of a growth boom, yes. You know, of course, with all the COVID in the big cities, I can't imagine why anybody would stay in a big city, and I would imagine they would want to be here. But we're having a moderate boom. It's been stagnant for a long time, but we're having building going on.
What kind of building? What kind of building?
Oh, housing. Housing. Yeah, just housing. We are, you know, we're a poor man's Tetons. I mean, this is one of the most beautiful mountain fronts in the world, certainly in the United States. The Tetons, the east side of the Sierras, and here are these mountain ranges along a very steep fault, a normal fault, which has about a 6,000-foot vertical distance, vertical displacement in a horizontal distance of about 8 miles. You know, so it's just very spectacular. It's a poor man's Tetons for me, but we have all these other issues too, with these Agenda 21 type programs, there's a lot of pressure behind the scenes to make life difficult for people, right? You know, and as we're seeing here, control people's lives.
Yeah, control them, suppress them, repress them, condition them. It's not a good ethic. The ethos that you're describing is in many areas of the country. Colorado is, I guess, a blue state, isn't it now, pretty much?
Yes, it's a blue state, and I was talking to some of our locals. I've been in Mexico lately, but the locals tell me their opinion that we are right up with, we have a governor named Polis who really needs to be recalled, in their opinion, and they say he's the third on the list behind California and New York in terms of these bought and paid for communist governors repressing their states. And so, unfortunately, apparently, and I've, like I said, been to Mexico. I don't know much about Polis. Apparently, he's not helping. He's not one of the good governors.
We've had some bad governors in that state lately. Such a beautiful state. Who was the other guy? Hickenlooper, was it?
Yeah, we have had him. Yeah. Well, you know, this is a real. There's a lot of federal activity. I think there's a kind of a CIA West in Denver. There's a lot of federal. It's kind of the Washington D.C. West in the Denver area, mm-hmm. and so they bring that pathology, psychopathology, with them. You know, this rule the world, leftist, communist world
Do we think that the rumors about DIA and the Underground Railroad, or whatever the hell you want to call it, going into a massive complex under the mountains is true, or even under the airport and whatever. There's, you know, that the murals and all of it. It's traditional.
Yes. Seven stories, yeah, underground. Well, I think it probably is. I have not got any, you know, direct knowledge of that. But, you know, the underground
bases. You haven't
been
down there lately, huh? Okay.
I haven't been down there lately, and I haven't talked to anybody who has. But there is speculation that there's a lot of that in this area.
Yeah.
So it wouldn't surprise me. This shadow government is huge.
It is. It is indeed. And it ain't ours.
And it ain't for us.
Yeah. Thank you very much. Glad things are going well. We'll talk soon. Congratulations on that little victory. That's a very nice thing to see. Well done.
And we will stay vigilant. Thanks so much, okay. Jeff, for getting the word out. I hope people everywhere will be vigilant in their counties as well and look for this kind of atrocity.
Very good. Thank you, Eric. Talk soon.
Okay, good night, Jeff. See ya. Right. Bye.
Dr. Eric Carlstrom. Wow. All right. We're going to roll into Friday. And, okay. Charlotte Isabee will be here tomorrow night, among others. She's mad. She wants to talk. Tomorrow night. Hope to have the pleasure of your company then. Take care. And you still have time. Put some food away. Talk soon.